יש ביקורת שאתה רצו מתייחס two Christian reasons that the Bible made with the Israel. The first Teichus is in Parshas with the Christ, and the second Teichus is in Parshas Kisavai. And at the end of the Teichus and Kisavai, it says, Eilu Dibre HaBris, the Brachas of Klavus. This Teichus is the text of the Bris, Hashem Tziva Hashem, as Moshe Lichus, as Bnei Yisrael B'Eretz Noel, Mavar HaBris, as Shukor HaSitam B'Choreg, Chorev is Har Sinai. This was a Christian Bris that was made in addition to the Christian Bris, at Har Sinai. The Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Mitzvah, comments on the Pasuk, Yavruch HaBris, Hashem HaLakechu Uvi Yolostoi, Yisavim is a hemshech of the Teichus and Yisavim. So these are the words of the Bris. And then he says, Atam Yitzav Mayan Kucham, everybody's here, Yavruch HaBris, Hashem HaLakechu Uvi Yolostoi, Hashem HaLakechu Kori Simchayam. This is the Christian Bris. So the Ramban writes in his commentary on Chumash, so he thinks that, even though it doesn't say Son of Chumash, he thinks that just like at the time of Mamet HaSinai, Moshe Rabbeinu had to bring korbanos, because it says in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, he had to bring korbanos, because the Gemara explains in Krisis on the Pesim and Avot, that the Gimel Vam Nichnes are the same of the Bris, that Krisis Bris of HaSinai had to have three Masei HaMitzvah, three Masei Krisis Bris. One was Mila, one was Tila, and one was Korban. So I was done with my cousin. So the Milo they already had before, and the Tfilo they already had before, and the Korban, although they had it, the Harsina, the Ramban writes that he thinks that even though it doesn't say here in the Tzavim, he thinks that the Korban was repeated again now, that they had another Hatzorah's Domin, because this was an additional Krisis Gris. Whenever you have a Krisis Gris, you have to have Hakkoros HaKorban. The question is, what was the need for an additional Krisis Gris? If they already had a Gris at Harsina, why do they need another Gris now in Avos Moyah? So the Pasuk continues. The Lord Samuel Abtam and Nochikaris is Abis Azos, the Sahal Azoski, Sashayesh, and Poe Manu Hayom, and Nash and Akanus Asher, and then Poe Manu Hayom. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Ach and Doris are seed in Rio. It's the Gemara in the end of Masech Shruz. Next to the last third, I think that's the third Shruz. The Gemara in Shruz makes that comment. Es Asher, and then Poe Manu Hayom is referring to the Doris are seed in Rio. In other words, it would appear from the Chumash of the Bris that Hasinai was only binding on those people who were present. Whoever wasn't there at Hasinai wasn't obligated to fulfill the mitzvah tafel. And the Bris of Avos Moyah is what binds us today, even though we weren't there at Avos Moyah. That Bris was Eis Asher Inen Poy Manu Amin Hayom. Apparently the Bris at Hasinai was a Bris with Yechidim. So only those Yechidim were with it. The Bris at Avos Moyah was a Bris with the Tzibur, with the whole Klal Yisrael. And the Klal Yisrael includes all the people who belong to Klal Yisrael, past, present, and future. Everybody is included. This is made between two parties. The bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yechidim is only those Yechidim who were there. Their descendants are not, weren't there, they weren't down. But if the bris of Avos Moyah was with Klal Yisrael, so that bris included all the Deres Abba. The other party was Klal Yisrael.
Don't say that the material part depends
on the question. Don't depend. The Gemara says in the end of Masech HaShabbos that the Gemara talks to comments on this pasuk. Eis Asher Inen Poh. The Gemara says that Kishibo Nochash Al Kava Hito Bezu Hamo. And Habisei Nishom Do Ahar Sinai Pas Kuzu Hamasa. And the Yuma says Mishabai Yom Do Ahar Sinai Lo Pas Kuzu Hamasa. We still have that Zuhamo. So then the Gemara asks him, what about Galen? What about the Galen Shabai Yom Do Ahar Sinai? So what caused that they should have Paschas Ramatim to the Gemara? Even though physically they weren't there, but their Mazel somehow was there. The Shamas was somehow there, as the Gemara says in the end of Shabbos. And therefore, the Maimon HaSinai affected them also. It affected them, the Paschas Ramatim. For it says that the purpose of the Maimon HaSinai in public was Manti Yerasha Alpanechum Yizulti Sechato, that he should accomplish a tremendous Yirah Shemayim, that every Jew should have an Abraham Suteres to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if he's a Rashi Gomor, his natural inclination, his natural tendency is that he wants to do Ratzon Hashem. So how does this apply to a Ger? If this was accomplished by standing in Hasinai, seeing the Gilui Shchina, everybody saw it, so that didn't apply to the Ger who weren't there. So the answer is, Mazlai, and Mazel was there. So the effects of, the physical effects that every Jewish person has a natural desire to do Ratzon Hashem, by the Goyim, there is no such thing. The Goyim believe in Tabula Raisa, and it's correct, that's true. By the Goyim, they have total Kriya Chavshir, and they have not only Kriya Chavshir, everybody has Kriya, we also have Kriya Chavshir, but they don't have any natural tendency to desire to do Ratzon Hashem. Everything depends on the way they're educated and what they make up their mind that they want to do later. Mashiach came to Jews, every Jewish person has an Abraham Soteris, a hidden desire
to do Ratzon Hashem. So how does that apply to the good and the Tarkus on Ratzon? How does that apply to the good? Gemara says that was accomplished by the Jewish Shechina HaSina, even though they weren't there. But the question is, but legally speaking, we're not talking about physical Gira Shemaim, Avraham Mitzvah, Pasuk Zalmasim, but legally speaking, what's binding? Why is the Christian speak binding on the Doris HaBoy? So the answer is the Gira HaSina HaSina, not binding on the Doris HaBoy. The only reason why the Doris HaBoy today, we are obligated in Tavshin and Cher. Why are we obligated to observe mitzvahs? Because of the second Christian group. That's how Rashi on today's not this week said in the question of the Gemara Shavuot. The Doris HaBoyim was because of the second Christian Greece. The Chumash says that everybody was included in the Christian Greece. Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, Shatzeichem, everybody was included. Even Chayte Beitzecha, Atshayiv Meimecha. Who were the Chayte Beitzecha, Atshayiv Meimecha? So this refers to the Avodim. Rashi in Gitna, that's from Gimel, comments, the Gemara knows that a Nochri cannot be a Shliya. Say, I want to make a Kinyan, want to be Makish Tumas and Maishas, whatever, say, I can appoint someone else as a Shliya, only if the other person is in the Sora. But if the other person is a Nochri, it's a Mishnah in the beginning of Shumas. This beginning of Shumas says in Mishnah in Asechus. Gitna says that they cannot appoint a Nochri to be a Shliya. The Gemara says, how do you know? But where is the whole marker of the Din of Shlichas? It says in Hafrosh, by Hafrosh's Truma. Came to Rimagamatan, Trumas Hashem. The other part is Kerah, I think. Came to Rimagamatan, Trumas Hashem. So the Gemara says, why does it say Gamatan, Gam the Rabbis is Ashaliya? So the fact that the both people are mentioned in the Pesuk, one next to the other, Gam, Atem, Atem means the Balat Zvur can be Makish Truma, and Gam means that the Shliach of the Balat Zvur can be Makish Truma. So the fact that they're written one next to the other is called a Hekish, that I compare Makish, the Shliach, to the Baal himself. But just like the Baal is Jewish, the Torah speaks of the Jewish people. That was addressing the name. So the Shliach has to be Jewish. The Gemara has a Shaila in Gitna, Rav Gimel, what about an Eved Kenani? In one point, an Eved Kenani has a Shliach Hanan. So the Gemara says it depends how you word this Hekish. If you say not, then Yisroel, Lach Shlechach, Yisroel, so then an Eved Kenani is not a full Kedushas Yisroel. He only has an incomplete Kedushas Yisroel. Hashem came, if you should word it differently, Ma'atem ben Egis, Lach Shlechach, ben Egis, then an Eved Kenani will be included. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that Eved Kenani can serve as a shliach. Follow Tara Kula, and yet he cannot. If you say Ma'atem Yisrael, Ab Shlachachem Yisrael, Eved Kenani is not included. The Gemara says, no, he darshan the heck is differently. Ma'atem in Egris, Ab Shlachachem in Egris, Eved Kenani is included. So how come if they're both here, so interesting? How do you know that an Eved Kenani is included in a Ben Bris? So Rashi, Anad Gemara, quotes this passage. Mechoy Tebe Tzech, Ashrei Memecha. But as the Avraham Avinu Hashem Elokecha, and Chayte Beitzecha Hashem Memecha, the Avadim, so you see the foolish when he's pastor, that Avadim Knanim are included in the Christian Bris. It's called the Ben Bris. What does it mean that an Avad Knanim is not called in Israel? But an Avad Knanim is Chayte Mitzvah to Isha. An Isha is not in Israel. He can't appoint an Isha to be a Shliach. So HaFrash is Truma. I could give a get. Of course he can. So if the Avad Knanim is Chayte Mitzvah to Isha, so why should I say that he's not in Israel? Well, he's really a Goy. He's really a Goy, but it's a Chiddush that he has to do Mitzvah. Doesn't seem so. The Isha. Yeah. So Mustami, you have to say, right, but Rav Soloveitchik worded it a little differently. I mean, it may or may not be the same thing that you're saying, I'm not sure. He said that in Isha, although the Isha is plural from certain mitzvahs and Isha is plural from mitzvahs, Shazman Grama, it doesn't mean that the women have only a partial Kedushas Yisrael. The women have a full Kedushas Yisrael, the same as the men. He didn't bring any riots, but Moshe Feinstein, in whose truth is, has a right on a pasuk, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bnei Yisrael has Sinai, Atem Tiyulim Amleches Toni, Megoy Kadosh, he's endowing all the Jewish people with Kedushas Yisrael, so he started off that parasha by saying, Kasem Elevesi Yapa Vestagi Levinei Yisrael. Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, Kasem, the Beis Yaakov refers to the women who learned from Beis Yaakov. The Sagrim and Esau refers to the men. So he's telling the women and the men, Goy Kadosh, he's giving everybody Kedushas Yisrael. So it sounds like, and it doesn't say any distinctions, it sounds like the men and the women have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael. If they have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael, doesn't Kedushas Yisrael mean Kedushanu b'mitzvayisa v'tzivanu? Kedushas Yisrael means that it obligates a mitzvah. Kedusha always means l'maisa. You say that Beis Hamikdash has Kedusha means he can be makor of Kavanas there and he can't be makor of Kavanas somewhere else. You say that Tfilin have Kedusha Tfilin, He's in the air to the mitzvah of Torah with it. It says the Torah has Kedusha means that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah with that. But you don't say something, he's a holy man, he has Kedusha. What do you mean he has Kedusha? I have Kedusha also. Kedusha means that the Naftamina Lamaisa means that Yechai the Mitzvah. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, so it means that Yechai the Mitzvah is HaKriyas Bar. Whenever you speak of Kedusha, it has to be that it has sanctity, it's Mechai the Mitzvah, Kedusha and the Mitzvah, so it's Yivam. So you say that women have the same Kedusha as Yisrael as men, so how come they don't have the same thing of mitzvahs? How come the women are exempt from mitzvahs? That's the Shaz Magra. You have to say, that's a p'tur. Although they have the full Kedusha as Yisrael, and they should have been mechuyev, that's a p'tur. Hashemi can have a k'nayni, that's a question. What's the nature of the din of every k'nayni? Every k'nayni has also, like women, a full Kedusha as Yisrael, but he has a p'tur. If he doesn't want, he's part of from fulfilling the mitzvahs, which has Magra. Or perhaps I should say differently, that every k'nayni only has a partial Kedusha as Yisrael. He doesn't have a full Kedusha system. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that this seems to be, based on what Rav Chaim has in his Sefer on the Rambam, this seems to be a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos is quoted, we don't have that text. Tosfos is quoted by the Mekiyosi from the Rambam, which is saying that the K'nayni Shenishtachrer, the Gemara says, when you're Meshachrer, you have a K'nayni. And then it becomes in Yisrael Gomer, it's Chayv in all the mitzvahs, it becomes Mechuyiv even in the mitzvahs, in Shazman Gomer. The Gemara says he requires a tefillah shniyah. Has to be told by the Shem Gerus the second time. When he became an Ebekneini in the first place, if you take a goy and you capture him, you make him into an Ebekneini, then you have to have Nilo the Shem Ebekneini and tefillah the Shem Gerus of the Ebekneini. So the tefillah the Shem of the Shem Ebekneini is certainly a requirement out there, otherwise he remains a Gargama. But the question is the tefillah shniyah, after the Ebekneini becomes Nishtacher, and the Gemara says, in Perek HaCholetz, in the middle of Yivamis, that you need Tefillah Shniya. So the question is whether that Tefillah Shniya of the Eved Kanani Shenishtach, is that required Menatorah Amidu Rabbanah? So the Rambam writes pretty explicitly that it's required Menatorah. And Hilchos Yisuri Bia, when he quotes all the dinim of Geirus, he says that Eved Kanani is Yotam Echlal Ben Enoch Al-Khal Yisrael Adayin Lo Bo. He's half Goy, half Jew. He has a partial Kedusha Yisrael and partially he's a Goy. With respect to the mitzvahs that he's chayiv in, he has a kedushas yisrael. With respect to the mitzvahs that he's part of from, he doesn't have a kedushas yisrael. So the Rambam seems to distinguish between an Ebekneini and an Isha. An Isha will be passed besides the full kedushas yisrael. Ebekneini, he doesn't have a full kedushas yisrael. That's what the Rambam says. Lefichach, after the Ebekneini becomes Nishtachrer, and he wants to become a chayiv in all the mitzvahs, legamre, even in tzitzis and tzilin and shofar and lulav and so on, mitzvahs and shazman gromom, but the Rambam says, "Lefichach sheyishtacher ha'ever," he has to have a tefillah shniyah, and it sounds from the Rambam that it's a real din d'oraisa. He doesn't qualify. He doesn't say they're calling the Rabbanim. And the Muki Yosef and Yivam just quote the places that we don't have. They quote the Sheikh and Balei places that the tefillah shniyah, the Eved Shenishtacher, is only needed mid the Rabbanim. It sounds like the Sheikh Balei seems to be that the Ebekneini has a full kedushas Yisrael just like the Isha, except that just like the Isha, despite the fact that she has a full kedushas Yisrael, she's exempt. She's parted from its successor, she has Mangam, so the other has a tour. He doesn't want to, he doesn't have to do what he did. But let's say the Ebekneini wants to volunteer to sit in Sukkah. The Ebekneini wants to shake a little, wants to volunteer to shake a little. Couldn't say a bracha now. The Tosis writes in Gitman, that Memer Menal, the Tosis writes that just like the Rabbeinu Tam says that an Isha who volunteers to shake a little or to sit in Sukkah is permitted to recite a bracha, and it's not a bracha of Atol, it's not a bracha Shehen Tzricha, she can say a bracha on the Sfardim Paskin, the Mechava Paskin is like the Rambam, that the women are forbidden to recite a bracha. Most Ashkenazim follow the Ramu on this issue, that women, although they're exempt from Mitzvah Shehen Shazman Gromo, are permitted to recite a bracha. Or Vadi Yosef writes in every other tshuva, that the Sfardim are forbidden to say brachas on the Mitzvah, and the women on the Mitzvah Shehen Shazman Gromo, it's going to be a bracha Shehen Tzricha, they're not allowed. That's the Sfardim, but most Ashkenazim follow the Ramu on this, that women are permitted to recite brachas on Mitzvah Shehen Shazman Gromo. Why? Because it's true. Kiddushan of the Mitzvah is a Mitzivon and Ramati Las Lulav. It's true. Kiddushan of the Mitzvah is that the women have a Kedusha since Rav Mitzivon and they know who you have to sit in Sukkah also. The only thing is, they have a Kedusha, they have a full Kedusha, which is Mechayv them to sit in Sukkah, but then they have an exemption if they don't want to, they don't have it. But because they have a full Kedusha since Rav, which theoretically should have really been Mechayv them, so that's why they can say the whole Lusah HaBrach. Hashem can add that that's the Shana. So the Tosfos in Gittin writes, and that's not that in Ebekneini can also recite a Brach. When he volunteers to fulfill the mitzvah in Shazman Gromo, apparently they think that the Shittosim that they hold that the Tefillah Shniyah of the Eved Shenishtacher is only needed mid the Rabbanim, so they seem to hold that the Eved, even while he's an Eved, has a full Kedushas Yisrael, which is Memeila Mechayiv and all the mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs in Shazman Gromo, except that he has a Ptur. If he does not, he doesn't have to. But if he wants to, then he can say the Bracha Kiddushan and the mitzvahs in Yisrael, has a full Kedushas Yisrael. Hashenikin, according to the Rambam, Rambam holds that women can't say a bracha either. It's a different thing. But at least women make sense if they volunteer to fulfill a mitzvah, the Torah says a mitzvah of the Yoyza. The Shaila is, what if an Avi Knani would volunteer to sit in Sukkah or to shake a lulav in an Esri? Would there be any Kima mitzvah at all? So the Pashtus is the point of the Rambam that there shouldn't even be any Kima mitzvah at all. It should be like a Fazoi. That's the din of Fazoi. A Goy Rambam wants to shake a lulav or sit in Sukkah. Would there be a Kima mitzvah? Whatever the din would be like a Fazoi, that would be whatever you'll say by Goy. That's the Shaila, what the din would be. So whatever the din would be by Goy, that's what the din would be by an Avi Knani. And Avi Knani would gather the mitzvah, but he's taught from the mitzvah, that's as my grandma, he's being a kinachrit. He doesn't have a full condition system. So the past is then is in this Gemara in Gitna, that's what Gimel on Beis, but the Gemara says it depends. If you darshan ma'at in Yisrael, shlochach in Yisrael, then Avi Knani is not included. But if you then an Avi Knani cannot be a shliach. But the Gemara rejects that and says it's not correct. He darshan differently. Ma'at in Bnei Gris, av shlochach in Bnei Gris, so therefore Avi Knani can be a shliach. The Gemara seems to be assuming that an Avi Knani does not have a full Kedushas Yisrael. Otherwise, why do you say the Avi Knani is not a Yisrael? He's the same Yisrael as an Ishitz. So, this Gemara supports the Rambam's understanding of the nature of the institution of the Avi Knani. Lamaisa, still, she doesn't do as many mitzvahs. The women do fewer mitzvahs. Not the, over there, the Gemara says over there, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, let's say there's a Talmud Chacham is drowning and an Amoritz is drowning. So you say the Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham is better than the Amoritz. Why? The Talmud Chacham has more Kedusha? No. But let's say you have a Talmud Chacham who is a Meir HaRo, and then you have another Talmud Chacham who just makes it to a Pulim. He can give Bill a big Kedusha, but he can't pass from Allah. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the one who knows how to pass from Allah is Kedem Fahatzalah than the one who knows how to say Bill Pulim. Why? When it comes to the Kraft Nafis, there are additional cheshbonis, the one who's more needed for the community. So one of the additional cheshbonis is the one who, the Maisa, does more mitzvahs. Even though the women have the same kedusha as the men, but the Maisa, the women don't do the mitzvahs as Shazman Grama, many mitzvahs as Shazman Grama. So we feel that it's more important to say the men than the women, that, so that more mitzvahs will be observed in the world. They have more of a tikkun in the world by having more people do mitzvahs. The Rambam says they can't say Kiddushanim is also the Tivanim. How can they say the Tivanim? It's not true. They're not Mukhayim in Atar, they're not Mukhayim in the Rabbah. The other Rishonim, the Rabbein Tam, the Raivet, the Ramah says not so. But since the women have the Kedushas Yisrael, even the Gabi Mitzvah Sash Hazbaran, and Kedushas Yisrael means the Tivanim, even though they have a Tur, but still they can say Kiddushanim is also the Tivanim. It's not called Daivashkar. More comments on the first week, more Sanhedrin, on the men's, on the men's brother. So comments on the first week, and this the worst, Hashem Rakeim Hamiglos, Lom Hovanei, Adolam Lassos, is Kaldiga Hatera Hazois. How do you translate that first week? So there are two levels of interpretation over here. We say in the Vidri, we recite on Yom Kippur, we say, and it's not that Nigel Sati Yodea. No. Before that, no. What are we saying?
Any called over there?
No. Anybody have a siddur? You say had gluyim from amul lechunacha v'hadin lecha v'hadin lecha alayim. Hashem gluyim lanu lechunacha him gluyim v'yiduyim kador shenema hanistoros Hashem akeli hanigvus lanu v'neinu ado ilam and so on. So the pshuto shaniku according to the Nusach HaTfilo, which we assume must have been written by some Gamal and Rabbi at some time or another, maybe Anshul Knesset HaGdolim, I don't know. Maybe Amorim, Tamraim, Amorim. They understand, the one who wrote that Nusach HaTfilo understands Hanistoros Lahaniglos Lassos, that we should observe the Dina HaTorah. Hanistoros means the Averis that we're not aware of. Everyone does Averis that they're not aware of. We don't know all the Dina HaTorah. And even if we do know the Dina HaTorah, because he doesn't know, he's wearing shatnez. He had his suit check for shatnez. He's in a kosher restaurant and a kosher hotel, and it turns out that that they had some traitor ingredient in some of the foods. He didn't know. So that, and he didn't know about it. He never finds out about his Hanus Peres means the Averis that we don't know about, that we're violating. Well, the Mitzvahs that we don't even realize that we're not fulfilling. Hanigmos means the things that we are aware that we're doing wrong. We should always observe the laws of the Torah. Ad Olam, forever and ever. The Rambam quotes this pasuk, and other Rishonim quotes this pasuk to indicate that the mitzvahs of Torah are binding throughout all the future generations. Ad Olam. Ad Olam. The din of Torah binding forever and ever. The Rambam practices that that's one of the Torah's Hanun. One of the first things Torah Hanun are that the din of Torah lost in Mechleches. So one of the sources that the Rambam quotes that all the Dina HaTorah applies throughout all the generations is this pasuk. Ha'arolam says that the laws of the Torah are binding forever and ever. But the Gemara has an additional interpretation, additional level of interpretation on this pasuk, that the word la'asos can mean two things. The word la'asos sometimes means that I should do the laws of the Torah. The word la'asos means to force other people to do the Dina HaTorah. Ma'asim, Godel ha-ma'asim, yoytim and ha-isim. One of forces someone else to do a mitzvah to give tzedakah. The Gemara has that statement in Balbasa in the context of giving tzedakah. So the Gemara says, the Gabbai, who forces other people, who encourages other people, who nudges other people on to donate tzedakah, gets more schar than the guy who gives the tzedakah himself. Godel ha-ma'asim, yoytim and ha-isim. The Gemara speaks about a get me'isim, a get that was forced. Ma'asim al-agitim, sometimes Halacha allows the peasant to be paid for Halacha. That's called La'asos. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. L'chayr, it's not the Pshutusha Mikra, that La'asos is called it La'asos means La'asos, to force other people to do mitzvahs. What does it mean? Hanishparos Hashem Rokeinu. That means if someone else is doing an Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will force him to stop doing the Avera. How can I enforce that he should stop doing the Avera and do the mitzvahs? The Haniglos, however, Alonu Vadeinu Adonim La'asos. It's the other person who's doing an Aveira in public that we are aware of, so then it's our responsibility to force the other person to stop doing the Aveira and to do the mitzvahs. And the Gemara quotes, this is the source of the principle of Kolisol HaRevim Zebazet, that you don't say each person should mind his own business. Not so. You have to see to it that you force other people, or you encourage other people. You have to know how to force them. You have to be master with Seichel. You don't go over and you pop the guy over the head and you say you're filling it in the wrong place and you kill him. You have to explain to him. Children have to be in a certain place, how to make kiddush, how to say Abdullah, whatever. You have to explain to them how to do the mitzvahs properly. But you can't just mind your own business. The process is lasos. You have to see that other people do the mitzvahs as well. So in this context, what does it say? Ad olam? What is the significance? According to the Pshuta Shamikra, Hanikolas, Lomer, Valenor, Ad olam, lasos, that whatever we are aware of that we're doing wrong, that we're not doing right, so it's our obligation to straighten it out. Ad olam, that the laws of the Torah are binding forever and ever. But if you say that Kol Yisrael Arayim is Abu, that is what the pasuk is alluding to. So what is the significance of the phrase Ad Olam? What does that mean? So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, Chel Geraday, where he comments based on the statement of the Maharam of Prague, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin comments on the Nekudas. How come there are 11 Nekudas over here? You're all of Nekudas on top of the words Lomer Vaneinu and the Ayin of Ad. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, how come Bama Nakud Alon El Vanei Dewa Ayin Shabbat to teach you that even though the Pasuk sounds like Kol Yisrael Arayim Zebizet began right away at Avos Moyav, so the Gemara says it's not so, it didn't begin right away, it didn't begin till Asher Yisrael Asayadim. Before they entered Eretz Yisrael, the din of Kol Yisrael Arayim Zebizet didn't apply. What's the biur? Why should that be so? So the Maharam Prague writes in one place that the Orvis didn't begin from Nichnas to the Orvis because Orvis is based on the assumption, based on the premise that all of Kol Yisrael constitute one Tzibur. One cloud, one ummah, one am. So you can't have an am unless they have a national homeland. They have to have a medina. So before they entered Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have any oritz that's miyachad them, that's miyachad them together. And he quotes the pasuk that the Zohar comes on, Nik amas Yisrael goyachad goritz. So the Jewish nation is a goyachad goritz. Pashat goritz means in the world. What nation in the world is like the Jewish people? Goritz means in the globe. So the Zohar and the Maharam of Prague quotes that says, no, Baruch means an Eretz Yisrael. Baruch had Baruch, and the Jewish people are an Eretz Yisrael, then the Mitzvah of Yachad could be considered a nation. So that's why the din of Baruch, Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zebizet, didn't begin until Mishal Yisrael Sayyad. That's why you have Nekudas on these letters, because Nekudas means just it's crossed out. And it's not exactly so how Nicholas Lomel Vaneinu Arolam, it's our obligation to seek with lasses to force other people to do mitzvahs. It didn't begin right away. It began only Mishal Yisrael Sayyad. So the Avnei Nezer points out a question based on that comment that Maharam Prague, so after the Golos Haaretz, after the Jews left Eretz Yisrael, whether they chased out, they left on their own, whatever, The man said, those are Dina Chutzlaret, whether the Rapsin or Abrainet. Whoever lives in Chutzlaret, so there's no Dina Chutzlaret, or Abrainet, or Gazette. How can that be? It's not true. The Gemara in the Talmud Babli talks about Dina Chutzlaret, or Gazette. They didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. The Chachmeha, Talmud Babli lived in Chutzlaret. So he says, no, that's what Adolam means. Adolam teaches you that once they crossed over the Yarden, and they were Metzuah Yachad, because they were in Eretz Yisrael, so even after they go into Golus and they stay in the Golus, whether they have the ability to go there to Eretz Yisrael, they don't, whether they do right or wrong by staying in Chutz Laaretz, but still all the Jews are still attached to Eretz Yisrael, because the Avnei Nezerites were all obligated to move to Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what he writes in his long tshuva in the end of Chelek Yerodei. Every Jew is obligated to live in Eretz Yisrael. The only reason why the tzaddikim never moved to Eretz Yisrael throughout all the generations is because it wasn't Shara. There was no way to live in Eretz Yisrael. They don't live with all the Arabs. But you have Shara Kitikuna, he says that there is no condition. You have to wait till the Bias HaMashiach. Rabbi Eliezer says there is no such thing. He says the one who says that is the Megillas Esther and his commentary on the side of the Sefer Mitzvahs. That the reason why the Rambam didn't count, the Ramban writes, is one of the Tariq Mitzvahs says that everybody has to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Megillas Esther and his commentary on the side of the Sefer Mitzvah says, and the reason why the Rambam didn't count this Mitzvah, because he holds that that there's no Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael till you Moshe HaMashiach. So until Mashiach comes, there's no Mitzvah. There's only Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua, David, and Shlomo. But after the Kurban Bayis Sheni, there's no more Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam Eliezer thinks that it's wrong, 100% wrong. It says in Shulchan Aruch that there's a Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael today. The Naterim of the Rabbanah, whatever it is, but you can't say that it's not a mitzvah at all. You can't say there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbanah Ezer says that even though he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, even though we don't live in Eretz Yisrael, and the Marami practices, Nikam Chisrael Be'echad Ba'orah, it's only those who live in Eretz Yisrael, are in the Tzuruf Yachad to constitute a nation. They are the Ummah Yisraelis, and those who live in Chutz Laaretz are not. So I can have Kol Yisrael Arabians under there, but he says, no, the Pasuk says Arayvon, so it means that even after you leave Eretz Yisrael, since we have the obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael, and we all plan ultimately to move to Eretz Yisrael, we hope someday to move to Eretz Yisrael, when conditions will be better. If a person has absolutely no attachment to Eretz Yisrael at all, then he says he's not part of Kol Yisrael. That's what that means. He's a pastor, halacha l'mais, not some philosophy, machshava. He says halacha l'mais in a tshuva. He gives not communis l'dina, based on this assumption, based on this marami prat. But he says the pasuk says Arayim, that means that the Kol Yisrael Arayim Zebezer is maintained even Bizman Azer. Says once we entered Eretz Yisrael, so we still relate to Eretz Yisrael today because we feel that that is our real Malkum, that's where we really belong. He says that that's Tochacha. Is there a din of Zerachogus Tochacha to an Apikoris who has no right to live in Eretz Yisrael? He says no. Because Kol Yisrael Arayim Zebezer, all this is only for those who are members of Kol Yisrael. Whoever is an Apikoris is not a member of Kol Yisrael because he doesn't have a Shaychus to Eretz Yisrael. So the Pashtus perhaps is that this is why there was a need for the second Krisis Gris. The first Krisis Gris that was made at Har Sinai was the Gris with the Yechidim. The second Gris was the Gris with Klal Yisrael, Loichem Ratchem, but rather it's Asher Enenu Tzayim Aram and Hayoyim, the Doris Abayim. Why? Because Klal Yisrael didn't yet emerge in the days of the Midbar. Klal Yisrael only came into existence when they crossed over the Yarden. That's when the idea of Klal Yisrael was completed, when they had Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Marami Prak said. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that this Krisis Gris that the Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Arvus Mayav wasn't completed taken from Yad. It wasn't completed till Avi Yisrael was Hayarden. He thought that this whole Hemshech until Revi and this Taras Hashem Lakenu with the 11 Nekudas, this is all a statement of when this Krisis Gris was Chal. It was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, but it wasn't Chal till later. I said, the Gris wasn't Chal till later, so why didn't they make the Gris? Why didn't Yeshua Benin make the Gris? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to make the Gris? Rashi Rechik said, Yeshua Benun made a bris, the bris that had reason to Harevo. There was also brachas akrov, 11 brachas akrov. So Rashi Rechik thought that somehow the Rebbe Shalom wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to make the bris. He should be the representative of the Shechina to make the bris with Bnei Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't permitted to cross over the Yarden. Yeshua Benun wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. So how are you going to make the bris? So he told Moshe Rabbeinu, you should make the bris now. And it won't be chal till later when Yeshua Benun will repeat again the brachas akrov, so have reason to Harevo. And it's at that time, the Gemara says, Meshav Yisrael is HaYarden. That's when the din of Kol Yisrael Arevi Zebezer began to apply. How do you think that Yishav Yisrael Zebezer? When he crossed over the yard, and that's it. So some of Foshim on Yishav Mikamen, that's why so great you call it, they come and knock. Yishav Yisrael Zebezer means when they made the brachas of Kol Yisrael Hagriz Maharevo. That's time they crossed over. That was the Gemara of this bridge that Moshe Rabbeinu had made at this time, at Arvus Moed. Could be, perhaps, this is the reason why the Russian of the Tezlecha is different. It's discovered from the Russian and the Kukaisa. And the Kukaisa, everything is written, the Russian rabbin. Even if the place they take later, everything is Belashan Rami. Here, everything is Belashan Yochid. Ramim Tita, the Avarta, Yang Mosu Shtev, Lesser Go. Says the Yud Acha, the Chog Vul Acha. Everything is written Belashan Yochid. How come here it's Belashan Yochid, here it's Belashan Rami? So the Gemara says, regarding Sphira Salim, the Gemara quotes a Braisa from the Sifra, that there were two parashiyas of Sphira Salim, one is in Parashiyas Amor, and one is in Parashiyas Re'ei. So one parashiyah reads, it's Svartim Lachem, it's Belashan Rami. One parashiyah reads, Shim Shuas Tispoloch. So the Gemara quoting the Sifra, and the Sifra says that the parsha that says Shivishu is Tispalach, Loshen Yochid, is referring to Desni. Because since it says Loshen Yochid, it's speaking to the whole Klal Yisrael as a nation. So who is Klal Yisrael as a nation? Desni represents Klal Yisrael. So Desni, Hagavu, has to count Sphira Samim. And the other passage that says it's Vatim Lachem has a connotation of Shekhei Sphira Lachavach of the Yochid. So the Roman Grand points out based on that Bryce, according to the Gemara, that whenever you have the same din in the Torah repeated, once it appears Beloshen Yochid, once it appears Beloshen Rabin, we should assume that there is a contrast over here, that the one that's Beloshen Yochid is speaking to the Tzibur as a whole, for the whole nation. The one that's written Beloshen Rabin is referring to the Yechidim. So perhaps that's the Shinui, perhaps that's the reason for the Shinui Beloshen here, that in the Tevach and the Chutoysa, everything is written Beloshen Rabin, because it's a Chris and Chris with Kol Yochid Yochid, with each and every individual. Mashani came to Chris and Chris and Tisavai, is Lohi Tchem Levat Tchem. It's made with the Doris HaBoyim. Why it's made with the Klal Yisrael as a nation, as a whole. So that's perhaps why here the Tevach is written the Loshen Yochid. Some suggest also that's the reason why it says Bal Chesed and Bal Tigra twice, at the beginning of Chumash Dvar. So once it's written Lo Sosik HaLagav Lo Sigra Minen, one says Lo Sosik HaLo Sigra Uminen, one Beloshen Yochid, one Beloshen Ram. So some say also, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamre, he writes a Kiddush thing, that even though the Bezna has the right to add on Zeirus HaRabbanon, but they have to be careful not to violate Bal Chesed. When do they don't violate Bal Chesed? So the authorizes the Chachamim to institute all the Siyogim and all the Zeirus that they want to. So the Rambam writes, yes, but that's only if they make it clear that it's a Din HaRabbanon. But if they misrepresent, that's what it sounds from the Rambam. If they misrepresent the Din HaRabbanon, they pass the man as if the Din HaRaisa, that's what it sounds from the Rambam. So then the Rambam writes that they're in violation of Bal Chesed. So where did the Rambam, the question is, where did the Rambam come up to say that there's a new kind of Bal Chesed? The Gemara talks about Bal Chesed. The Kohen is duchening, and after he finishes reciting the three psukim, Yasem HaShalom, he decides he wants to add on an additional pasuk. Or if a person shakes the Dalad Minim, the rule of Niyasir, and Hadas Min HaRavos, and he adds on another Minim, another few Minim. A person has Tfilin, and he adds on Parashiyos to the Tfilin. Hamisha Batim and the Shalosh instead of Dalad Batim. But how did the Rambam know? The Gemara talks about Bal Chesed on a private level. A private person doesn't mix the by himself. A person, instead of sitting in the sukkah 7 days, he sits in the sukkah 8 days in Eretz Yisrael. Looks like you have to sit 8 days, but in Eretz Yisrael, he sits in the sukkah 8 days, the Gemara said that's a violation of Bal Chesed. You should get Malkus, the Yashem Mishmini should be like it, because he's in violation of Bal Chesed. But how does the Rambam know that there's a violation of Bal Chesed on Beis Din? If the Beis Din passes on a Din Rabbanan, as if it were a Din Darais. How does he know that? So some Rapporteurs say, I think they quote this talk in the name of the Vilna Gaon, but since a Din Bal Chesed is written twice in the Chumash, once for Lashon Yochid, once for Lashon Rabbim, so the one that's Beloshen, so the contrast indicates to us this cloud, that the one that's written Beloshen Rabin is L'cholecha B'yechor. That's a din about facing to the Yechidim. The one that's written Beloshen Yochid is speaking to the Bezin. Like the Gemara says, Shivish Nistis Talah, the Bezin. So that's a din that the Bezin shouldn't violate. The cloud is all, Bezin representing cloud is all, shouldn't violate about facing. The second parasha. Find the logic it talks about it, that one is to the freedom and one is to the symbol. Yeah. And that's not how you talk about it. No, it refers to Bezdin as representing the symbol. Whenever it's written Loshen Yochid, it refers to the symbol. Sometimes it means Bezdin representing the symbol. If they make it clear that the Gzeira is Gzeira Drapanon, then it's permissible, but if they pass it on, they make believe as if it were a real Din D'oraisa, that's what it sounds from the Rambam, then it would be a violation of Bal Chesed. The Gemara has another level of interpretation here on the Pasuk. Lo Yitchem L'Atchem, and every Kores is HaBris HaZos. The Pasuk Shat is Lo Yitchem L'Atchem. Not only is this Bris with the people who are present today, but even with the Doros HaSidim Lobo, He is Asher Enene Pei Mano Amalai. That's the Pasuk Shat. The Gemara in the Dorim, the Gemara Shavuos has another Pshat, Lo Yitchem L'Atchem. Rashi quotes it, no? I'm not. It's actually quoted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them swear, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Jewish people swear that they would keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. So they can have in mind the Torah, the Torah's Avodah Zarah, and the mitzvahs from the Avodah Zarah. So what good is it he's going to make in Swiss? He's going to say the Torah should be Sav and the Torah should be Pesach. So they'll have in mind the Quran and the tradition, whatever, or the Gospels and the tradition, whatever, whatever the Rebbe Shalom is going to say, they can always have in mind some Sidrei Tzav. So they'll, you have people who promise, I'm going to do something, I'm not going to do something, and they have in their mind, yeah, when I say this word, I mean this, when I say that word, I mean that, and they have a different touch in what they're saying. So the Gemara says, the Rebbe Shalom had to make sure that the Jewish people are going to swear a meaningful shvua that will bind them to keep his mitzvahs. So he said, look here, I'm not being mashbir on you, I'll bite the time according to the pshat that you're going to put into the world that you're swearing. I want you to swear, I'll bite thee. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want you to swear, I'll bite thee, I want you to swear, I'll use a shvua according to what I mean to put into the kavanah of that sentence, and what the Rebbe Shalom means. When I say I want you to swear to keep Torah mitzvahs, I mean the Torah that Rebbe Shalom is giving the mitzvahs that he has, not the Shevin mitzvahs, but in Oyach, and other Torahs, whatever you mean. I want you to swear what I mean. So the Gemara says, based on this passage, that whenever Beis Din ministers a Shavuos HaDayanim, we recommend that the Beis Din should make the fellow swear al Das Beis Din, that the meaning of the sentence that he swears should be according to what Beis Din understands. The Gemara tells a story, there was once a fellow who owed money to somebody else and he didn't pay. He hadn't paid up the money. And the other fellow said he wants the money, and he was a fake, he said he paid up. And then they were fighting about this pay, didn't pay. They went to Beis Din, and Beis Din said, you got to swear that he paid. So he said, okay, he's going to hold the safe toast. So he's walking with a cane. He took the cane and gave it to the other guy. He said, you hold the cane. He picks up the safe toast. He swears by the secretary, I swear that I gave you $100,000. It turned out that he hadn't given it. But the cane that he was carrying was a hollow cane, and he had $100,000, and he gave it to the other guy before he swore. And he swore that he gave $100,000. Then after he swore, he put down the safe toast, he took back the cane. So he swore, she was Emmett. I guess, well, I just gave you $100,000. But it's not, it's according to his understanding of what he was wearing, that was a Shavuos Emes. The Gemara called the Tanya de Rava, the hollow cane that Rava had in his bintel. So the Gemara says, because of that story, the Chachamim always insisted on making a person swear, a Shavuos HaDayanim al Das Beis Din, that the Pirush HaMilus of the Shavuah is to be interpreted according to what Beis Din wanted to mean. And if you're going to swear that you gave him $100,000, it means that you gave him that he knows and it's in his bank account, and he understood that the money was paid, not the fake that you gave him to hold the cane to Shavuot money. So the Gemara says that based on this pasuk, why? Because the pasuk says, "Atiru eshu kutsayim es gilulei meitz ben payesh b'chemish v'isha sholavav upon hayom im Hashem akeinu." Maybe someone wants to worship Avodah Zarah, and he's going to swear to keep Torah mitzvahs according to his interpretation, the Torah of the Avodah Zarah and the Shem mitzvahs in Noah. So that's why I want you to swear, lo yitchem l'atchem, lo kasherim l'batchem, but I want you to swear, al-dayti v'al-da'as ha-mokh, that you're swearing to observe Torah mitzvahs should be according to my understanding. Not according to what you mean. Pasuk describes the way Eretz Yisrael was destroyed when the Jewish people were sent into Golus. Prophet Zamelach Svei Chochol Atzo. Yeah. I saw in the Sefer Revit Hazar, when he's dying from Vilna, says that the Gemara has in different places a cloud. The Maliach Kiraseya. That if you solve something, so sometimes the soul thing accomplishes that it's considered as if it's Mevushal. The Moshe says it's in. Zam Shadishlo is only an Issa Derabonati. Achlekes. The Stardom Paschim that it's an Issa Derais. But the Ashkenazim Paschim that Zam Shadishlo is only an Issa Derabon. So what's the mocker for that? Zam Shadishlo. So the Gemara gives a whole explanation. But Zam Shadishlo is not very Mizrik al Gabi Hamizbech. And the Torah says that you're forbidden to eat Dam because Dam is Meuchat Mizrik al Gabi Hamizbech. Fine. So then Igmara says, Menach is not only Dam Shadishlo, only the Rabban, and if you hold like that, Tandama, that it's only the Rabban, even Dam Shemocho. But if you salted the meat, and the blood came out because you had salted it to the Dam Shemocho, he's also only an Issa de Rabban. The only time you have an Issa Dam is you take a piece of meat and you squeeze out the blood, and it wasn't cooked, and it wasn't salted, but that's an Issa Dam de Rais. But if the Dam is salted, then the Ramah Pasch is Dam Shemocho, is only the Rabban, because Maliach Kiraseyach is considered as if it's Mevush. Where is the makkah for that? How do we want to know that that's so? That Maliach is Kiraseyach. So the Rebbe Azar claims the makkah must be this pasuk. It says, Gafres or Melach, Svei Focha Latzo, that the Rebbe Shalom caused salt to burn the land. You see, that salt accomplishes the same, it's Svei Focha. The Gemara doesn't call that any makkah. He thinks that this is black and white, this is the makkah. Takes Ruah, not a makkah. You go to a restaurant and you order a cooked chicken and they give you a salted chicken, you can get your money back. That's not full cooked. In Russian Riyadh, it's not full cooked. But sometimes, with respect to some halachas, you consider salted food as if it's salted. The Gemara has a whole discussion. Some Rishonim hold that sometimes it's a Nisa Derayta, because they're not real to us there. Most Pesachim hold that it, most Hashem hold that it couldn't be in the Siddur, right? So the most it can be, if he's a sorting food, sometimes we'll send it to the Rabbana. Because even Bishul is only forbidden in Atar, if it's Bishul to the Eish and the Tovus Eish. If you took the bad Eish and Tovus Eish, the worst it can be is only the Rabbana. There is an opinion that soaking pickles, soaking pickles would be an Issa Deraisa because Maliyah Tereseh on Shabbos. It's a difficult thing. This halachal kolitav ha-rebi zeh-bo-zeh that the Gemara had based on this pasuk is the basis. Rashi and Rishonim say that's the basis of the din of Yotza Moitzi. That even though I already heard Kiyah Shofar and I was Yotzi, I can go to the hospital later, I can go to the old age home and blow shofar for the people there. I use this in contradiction to the Mishnah that Nishen Mechui B'dover and Yotzi is Hakeh M'zeh-Pai Vosna. Only if I'm still Mechui B'dover. If I'm not Mechui B'dover, I can't be Moitzi then. But just like a Chayri Shofar because he's never Mechui B'dover, so he can't be the Baal Takeya. Anisha can't be a Baal Takeya to be Moitzi because he's not Mechui B'dover. So one who already was Yotzi Kiya Shofar is not Mechui B'dover. So how can he be Moitzi somebody else? So the Gemara says, no, Yotzi, Moitzi. Even though you're Yotzi ready, you can blow shofar to be Moitzi somebody else. The Pashat Shat, you can say, about it, why not? If you're not Mechui B'dover means Chayri Shofar, Yukotin, Agoy, Anisha. They have a Tanayi, you're not Mechui Kiya Shofar. But if he's a person who's Mechui B'dover, so he's the terrorist, the Pashat. But what's the problem in the death that it should be a problem? Since he already heard kids, he's not called Mechui B'dover. Now this minute is unclear, but he already thought he is Mechui B'dover. The Rashi and the Rishonim say only Gemara, no, it is a problem. It is a problem. How come Yotza Motzi works? He's no longer Mechui B'dover. And the reason why it works is because we say, because we saw our Rebim Zeh, was what does it mean? That I'm still called a Mechui B'dover. That even though I was already Yotza Kiyah Shofar, because my mother is still a Jew in the world who hasn't heard Kiyah Shofar, so I have not fully observed. I have not fully fulfilled my obligation of Kiyas. I'm still Mechui B'dover to hear Kiyas Shofar to enable him to hear Kiyas. It's an interesting cloud. So you see the way the Rishonim understood, the requirement for Mechui B'dover. Why do you have to have a Mechui B'dover to let Yechem get a Vosom? Because the Pshat is, how can I blow Shofar for you? I can blow Shofar for myself. So the Din is Shemeh Koine. And I blow Shofar and you hear, so it's as if you blew Shofar yourself. What do you mean it's as if you blew Shofar? So the Rishonim understands this. The two of us together did the Kiyah Shofar. It's not that I blew, it's considered if you blew. No, the two of us together did a Pulim Meshutafas of blowing Shofar. But that's only if I'm a Mechui B'dover. So I was Yotzi the Mitzvah together with you. But if I'm not Mechui B'dover, so you can say, I can fulfill the Mitzvah of the Tarasena Mitzvah V'Yosef, but that's not the same level as one who's Mitzvah V'Yosef. So I can say that I fulfilled the Mitzvah together with you, the two of us together blew Shofar. I say Kiddush and you're Yotzi, so I say the two of us together did the Kiddush. So that's only Shofar if I'm Mechui B'dover. The Shas Maisa, when I'm blowing Shofar, I'm saying Kiddush for you. That's why the Rishonim were bothered with this Gemara. How come the Gemara says Yotza Maisa? He's not already said Kiddush, I already blew Shofar. I can say Kiddush again and blow Shofar again for the other people, but right now I'm not Mechui B'dover. So how am I participating in the Kiyum HaMitzvah together with you? I already did the Mitzvah. So the Rashi and the Rishonim answer, no. The Kol Yisrael HaRebim said there's this. Because now that there's one person who's not yet Yotza the Mitzvah, that means that I'm not yet Yotza. I'm no Yotza. I'm a dying low Yotza. So therefore, when I blow again the Shofar, I say Kiddush a second time for you, even I'm not saying for myself, it's not true, I am saying for myself. So the two of us together, as they considered as if we're fulfilling the mitzvah. So you see from the Gemara, interesting, that's where the Rishonim understand that Kol Yisrael HaRebim Zeh B'Zeh means not only it's my responsibility to secure that he does the mitzvah, means that it's considered as if I wasn't fully Yotzeh Kiyah Shofar, that there's still another person who didn't hear Kiyas yet. So that's what enables me to blow Kiyas on your behalf, even though I already was Yotzeh, it's considered a full Mishutef, and both of us together are long Shofar. That's an interesting shot. Shagasari writes that that's only with the Rabbanan. He thinks that it doesn't work on the level of their eyes. Yotza Moitzi. Consider it as if I'm still Mechui to blow Shofar because there's one Jew in the end of the world who didn't hear Shofar yet. He thinks that this whole thing is a pshat and it only works on the level of the Rabbanan. Either the Gemara works on Kiyah Shofar. He says, I'm the Shenish or Goli is the word. What about the first day on? He says, I'm the Mech Koyl is the word. On the Kiyah the Rabbanan. But he holds on Kiyah their eyes that it doesn't work. Either the Gemara works on Kiddush. I said, works on Kiddush, Yotza Moitzi. Kiddush is their eyes. He says, if you look in Rashi there at the end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, Rashi says that the story was that he said Kiddush on Yontif. So the Shaka said, yes, what prompted Rashi to say that the Shabbos said Kiddush on Yontif? How does he know? Maybe it's Kiddush on Shabbos. What did Rashi have Ruach HaKadosh? Had a tradition that it was Yontif. How do you know? Maybe it was Shabbos. How does Rashi know that the story happened on Yontif? That the guy said Kiddush and then someone else came home and he said Kiddush again. But he might be the one who came late. So the Shaka said, oh, that's the reason why. Rashi obviously thinks what I do. Rashi thinks the straight mind, he thinks the way I think. But Yotza Moitzi is a make-believe din that only works with the Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, it doesn't work. The Kiddush on Shabbos is the Raisa, he can't say Yotza Moitzi. So Kiddush on Yom Tov, Rashi holds like the Magen Mishnah's opinion that Kiddush on Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon. So then we'll allow Yotzamay. That's what he writes in his commentary on the Gemara until the end. That's what he writes in the Tshuva Shanisai. In the Shulchan Aruch, we assume not so. We assume that Yotzamay even works on the first day of Rosh Hashanah on the Kiyuv Deraisa. So we assume that this is a real pshat from Kol Yisrael Reis and Zebizem and Atera. Because as long as there's still a Jew left in the world who hasn't yet heard Shefer, even those people who already were Yotze Shefer, it's considered as if they weren't fully Yotze. And therefore, they're still considered a Mechuyah B'Dovah. And therefore, they blow Shefer on behalf of the other fellow. It's considered as if they're blowing the Shefer together. The two of them are blowing together. Well, you'd say 98%, but still it's 2% that we're not yet. Because of the fact that there are so many Jews in the world who are not observant, that they weren't yet to Tir Shaks, it means that we're not fully yet to the mitzvah. Even we think that we're fully yet to all the mitzvahs, we're not fully yet to all the mitzvahs. Well, you'd say to a certain extent.
According
to Shai Shai, in the first day after the Rosh Hashanah, can't blow over. That's what he said. You can't blow over to be mighty others who didn't hear Tir Shaks yet, but Tir is their rice. You don't say Yotze Moitzi on a mitzvah their rice, only on a mitzvah their rabbi.
Isn't the rice for the other guy?
Right. He says you don't apply Yotzamaitz. You have to get a Baltikeya, you have to blow for the Chayil in the hospital who wasn't yet Yotzit Kiyoshek. The Baltikeya should daven and shouldn't have a mind not to be Yotzit. The Shaila is, if the Baltikeya is going to blow in Shul, if the Baltikeya who blows in Shul will have a mind not to be Yotzit himself, in order that he should blow at the old age home later, to be Yotzit, then not to be Machmir for the Shagasari. So then it's going to be a problem for all the people in Shul. He's not being Yotzit in the Shul. How can, let's say a person wants to blow shofar before he goes to shul. He wants to blow shofar for the whole family. His grandfather lives at home, wants to blow shofar in the morning, so he's going to come home from shul at 2:30 in the afternoon. His grandfather wants to eat before then, so blow shofar for his grandfather in the morning. But he wants to be yotzei ki yisrael seder habracha, so blow shofar and have in mind not to be yotzei. He just has mind to be. So that's the same as Yotze Moitzi. How can I blow shofar on behalf of somebody else if I myself am not being Yotze? The whole idea of Shemei Kone is that the two of us together are doing the mitzvah. I'm blowing and I'm listening and you're blowing and you're listening, so it's considered as if the two of us together are doing the mitzvah. But if I'm not being Yotze now, so how can you say there's a pool of Mishat? So the answer is no. I'm being Yotze, partially the mitzvah now. So that's also, if you hold up the Shagasariya, that you don't say Yotze Moitzi on a level of deraisa, so that wouldn't work either. I couldn't be Moitzi the old man before I go to shul either. That kavana shalolasi. He says the only time it works on a level of deraisa that one person is Moitzi someone else is, if Shemei Kaina. If I'm being Yotze Kiddush now at the time that I'm saying to you, if I'm being Yotze as Kiddush now at the time that I'm blowing for you. But if I'm not being Yotze now either because I want to be Yotze later or because I already was Yotze earlier, and according to the Shabbosari, he claims that it doesn't work on mitzvahs deraisa. Once I was yet to the fears, I can't blow for nothing. For nothing I can't blow. What, the shofar is muktzah? On Rosh Hashanah? No, there's exerim at the rabbanon. Mashmiya kol is forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's permitted to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah for the purpose of the mitzvah. But stam to blow for nothing, that's the machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Whether one is permitted to blow, shelo l'shem mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. So some pass smells mutter, the Rambam pass smells like the Rishon, that it's awesome. So Lord of Tzav mitzvah is awesome. See, if you blow to be mighty another person, that's okay. If you blow for a woman, but the woman is not machlokes, and I already was Yotze, so I'm only blowing shofar for the woman. So the Torah quotes a machlokes on that. Maybe that's considered shalol tzarach. That's not sufficient need to blow shofar. To blow on behalf of a woman who's not machlokes to hear the tears in the first place. So maybe the yisur of mashmiya kol should apply. So Shulchan Aruch says we'll make on that we allow you to blow shofar on behalf of a woman. It's a different question. Are you permitted to carry the shofar in the street on behalf of the woman? That's also machlokes the Shagasariya. In other parts of the Shagasariya, you're not permitted to carry in the street. Machlokes.
So that's called Hatzah Shel Eretz Achla. Hatzah Shel Eretz Achla.
No,
the minig is that when a person isn't in shul and you blow for him, the minig before that you don't blow mer kol. Mer kol is only in shul. You only blow the 30 kol. It's Takanas Rabbi Abba. Not really. The Rishonim have a machlokes is what the nusach habracha is when you blow shofar. Do you say l'smorach kol shofar? Do you say l'skoa or l'kiyah shofar? So it would appear that the machlokes is whether the mitzvah shneir and mitzvah tkiyah. So the Shabbos Aryeh has this kasha along with many other rachamim, along with many other kashas. If you hold that the mitzvah shneir, why does the Gemara say that you have to have kavana lahotzi? And kavana lahotzi is, you understand, why do I have to have kavana lahotzi him when I blow shofar? The Gemara says, chavim et kali. David told his bapikeya, chavim et kali. Have in mind when you blow it to be mitzvah. Why do you have to have the bapikeya having kavana? It's the mitzvah shneir. So if I have kavana lahotzi, then I'm listening, so I'm yaitzeh. So you see from the Gemara that even if you hold that the mitzvah shmiya, there still is a nifrat kia. What's the pshat? Rav Soloveitchik always used to say that everybody agrees that there are two parts to the mitzvah. He said that in most normal mitzvahs, most regular mitzvahs, for the 613 mitzvahs, most of the mitzvahs, the ma'isa mitzvah is the kima mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat nesukah. When you eat nesukah, you eat the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah, you eat the matzah, you eat the mitzvah to put on film, and you wear the film so you eat. And Marshall, the mitzvah of Avelus, the Rabbanim and Atah, whatever it is, said the Ramaisi HaMitzvah, and then the Kiyam is the Kiyam Shebelayim. You don't fulfill the mitzvah just by doing these actions and observing these Lihugi Avelos. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that Ein Amin is Elo Belayim. So it would appear that the Kiyam is the Kiyam Shebelayim. So we split there between the Maisa HaMitzvah and the Kiyam HaMitzvah. The Moshe Tfilah. Tfilah also. The Maisa HaMitzvah requires that a person should pronounce brachas with his lips. And he's just Mahara, so the Gemara says that he will not be the Gemara. He's not Yaitzi, he's Mahara brachas. But still the Gemara says, you see that just reciting the word is not a mitzvah. The key of our mitzvah is that he does an avodah shebelayim by reciting these words. The same seems to be regarding shofar. But everybody agrees, that's our Soloveitchik postulate. Everybody agrees that there are two parts to the mitzvah. There's a ma'isa mitzvah and a kima mitzvah. Ma'isa mitzvah is a ma'isa tkiyah shofar. The kima mitzvah is the shmiyat kol ha-shofar. And each part of the mitzvah has a different chepter shal mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah is the tkiyah, so the chepter shal mitzvah is the shofar, with which you do the Maizat Kiyah. The Kiyah Mitzvah is the Shmiyah, so the Shmiyah is done on the Kol HaShofar, so the sound is the Cheftish HaMitzvah. So the Machlokes HaRishonim is, what's the Nusach HaBracha? Do you recite the Shmoa Kol HaShofar, or do you recite the Rizkoa HaShofar? So that Machlokes HaSoloveitchik thought is based on the following. You have a klal in the Poskim that you only recite a Birchas HaMitzvah when you do a Maizat Mitzvah. When you just fulfill a Mitzvah without that the person has Yiras HaMayim. Say, Abbas Hashem. So he doesn't say a bracha. There's no ma'isa mitzvah. A person moves into a house that has a mezuzah on the door and he doesn't have to nail on the mezuzah, so he doesn't recite any bracha. A person, if I nail a mezuzah onto your door, so I'm doing the ma'isa mitzvah, so I say a bracha. You only say a bracha when you do a ma'isa mitzvah. You don't say a bracha when you have a kima mitzvah without a ma'isa mitzvah. But the question is, when you recite a bracha when you're doing a ma'isa mitzvah, should the nusach ha-bracha be formulated according to the ma'isa mitzvah? Should it be formulated according to the kima mitzvah? So that's what the machlokes HaRishonim is. Whether you should say l'shmorah kol shofar, you should say l'skoah shofar. L'skoah shofar is the ma'isa mitzvah. Maybe you should say no, that since the kima mitzvah is very different from the ma'isa mitzvah is the ma'isa tkiyah, and the kima mitzvah is the shmiyah shofar. If I blow shofar, my ears are stopped up and I don't hear. I'm deaf, let's say, and I don't hear. Then I do the ma'isa mitzvah, but that's not enough. You know, the exit just with the ma'isa mitzvah. But the person who's davening is need the balimo. And there's no ability to believe in God. So the davening is going to shmeh. He's not yet. He just do a ma'isa mitzvah without a kima mitzvah. Without the proper first with the kima, there's nothing. So the person just does kia shofar without shmiyah, because he's deaf, or has katan is his, and he doesn't hear, so he didn't do the kima mitzvah, so he's not yet. The din is that you need both, the ma'isa mitzvah and the kima mitzvah. So some Rishonim say, so since Birchas HaMitzvah were only instituted by the Chachamim in conjunction with the Ma'isa Mitzvah, so the Nusach should be formulated Liskoa. And now the Rishonim say no, that even though the Ma'isa Mitzvah is Liskoa, but since the Kima Mitzvah, which is also needed, requires Lishmoa, so the Nusach should be formulated according to Lishmoa. Similarly, there's another Machlokes with the Rambam and the Hagros Ashri. If you stole a Shofar and you blew Shofar, does that call the Mitzvah Baba Aveir? So the Shofar is a Shofar HaGadol. So the Cheftish HaMitzvah for the Ma'isa Mitzvah is the Shofar, because the Ma'isa Mitzvah is the Tkiyas HaShofar. So the Cheftish that you use to do the Tkiyas is the Shofar. Hashemi came, the chapter shal mitzvah for the kiyum ha-mitzvah is the kol, because the mitzvah is shmiyah. So the shmiyah is on a kol, you don't hear the shofar, you hear the sound. You hear the sounds that are the sound waves that are flying in the air. So there, the Rambam right there, the chapter shal mitzvah is the kol. So the Rambam's opinion is based on Yerushalmi that there's no mitzvah b'avaveh by a stolen shofar, because even though the shofar is stolen, but the sound waves were not stolen. But I blow shofar with a stolen shofar, the shofar is a shofar ha-gozel, but the kol is not the kol ha-gozel. I didn't steal a call from anybody. So the Rambam holds that it's not the Shulchan Aruch passed on to him, that it's not a mitzvah b'avaveh. And Hagos Ashri claims that Yerushalmi says the reverse. He understood Yerushalmi is saying that it's no good. That if you steal a shofar and you blow shofar, it is a mitzvah b'avaveh. Why? They both agree, perhaps. They both are masking to this principle that the Maisa mitzvah is done with, by doing a tkiyas ha-shofar. So the shofar is the chatzis ha-mitzvah of the Maisa mitzvah. But the kima mitzvah is done by having a shmiyah, and the shmiyah is done on the kol ha-shofar. And they both agree also, and everybody agrees also, that mitzvah baba avere doesn't cancel the maisa mitzvah. If a person has a rule about gozel and shakes the rule, he's not yoytze. So does that mean that it's not considered a maisa mitzvah? It's a maisa mitzvah, shut the lulav. But it's not yoytze the mitzvah, there's no kima mitzvah. So everybody agrees that mitzvah baba avere doesn't cancel, that's how the minhag sinah postulate. It doesn't cancel the maisa mitzvah, it only cancels the kima mitzvah. And now the machlokes of Rishonim comes in. So the Rambam says, well, since mitzvah baba avere only cancels kima mitzvah, and the kima mitzvah is done with the kol, the shmiyah on the kol, so if the kol is not gozel, so it's okay. Either shofar is gozel, the maisa mitzvah was done with the shofar of gozel, so what? Mitzvah baba avere is not going to cancel the maisa mitzvah. Mitzvah baba avere only affects the kima mitzvah. Since the kima is not done with the shofar, the kima is done with the kol, so that's not a problem. Now, Rosh Hashanah understands not so. He says, even though mitzvah baba avere only cancels kima mitzvah, but in order to get a kima mitzvah, you have to have a maisa mitzvah of kiyas ha-shofar. So if the shofar is a shofar ha-gozel, so that cancels your ability to have a kima mitzvah with it. Even though it doesn't really cancel the maisa mitzvah, the kiyas ha-shofar, but it cancels your ability to have the kima mitzvah with the shmiyas ha-kol. So here also, that's how you have to answer this question. Why do you need kavanas ha-mashmiyah? Why does the Baal Tekeh have to have a mind to be like the other people based on shemer ta'ina? That's the pashtus in the sugya in Rosh Hashanah. The Avnezer writes in one Tshuva that his brother told him that the father had said at one time that the Baal Tekeh blow shofar and he's mostly everybody in shul is based on shemer ta'ina. And he said, the Avnezer said, you must have misunderstood. My father can never say such a thing. It's wrong. It doesn't make any sense. Why? Shemer ta'ina only applies when you shemer. When the other person says Kiddush, he says Abdullah, he says Bishop HaMuzli, he reads the Megillah. He says something with content and I'm shemeya and I'm paying attention. Shemer ta'ina says, was it a man in Hasina? But his brother was proclaiming Haseres HaDibur. And then he's always paying attention and listening to what the Shema said. So when you listen to what someone else says, Shema says, but if somebody's tooting a horn and making noise on New Year's Eve, he's one Shema and Hashem, he's making noise, he's not saying anything. I can say Shema, but since I listened to the noise, it's considered as if I made the noise myself. So I didn't make the noise. So he says, no, the institution of having about the care blow for everybody else is based on Shlichus. We all appoint about the care as a Shlich. I how do you have shlichus? I can have shlichus and maisa mitzvah. So he gives a whole shetel why it doesn't pose a problem, and he insists that it's based on shlichus. And then in a later tshuva, a few years later, he backed that and says no, that the father was right and the brother said over the father. That's mufach. He says in the gemara, the end of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah, and that mishnah where it says that the baal tekeh blows and he's made to all the people in the shul. So we might discuss the same kiddush to be made to the other people. And even though I already said kiddush, I can say kiddush a second time on behalf of the other people. And the same thing about the baal tekeh can blow shofar a second time. Even though he already was yoytze, you have to make it. So the Gemara has the whole discussion in Shemer Kaina in connection with that Mishnah of the institution of the Baal Tekeh blowing for everybody else. Obviously, the Baal Tekeh to be made to the others is based on Shemer Kaina. It's not based on Shlichus. So the question is, but how can it be? What do you Shemer Kaina? That's the Kasha Ben Yisrael. How can it be Shemer Kaina? But if the mitzvah is Shmiyah, so he has his own Shmiyah. What do you mean Shemer Kaina is considered as if he blew shofar? So the answer is, that's what I was talking about. So the answer has to be, the Shagas Aris Kashan, the answer has to be that for the mitzvah of Shaykh, you need two parts. You need the Maisa mitzvah is the Tia. And to be the time of the mitzvah, you have to have Shmiyah Sato. So true, the mitzvah is Shmiyah, and you say the Bracha Vashmaya, that means the second half. The Kiyama mitzvah requires Shmiyah Sato. But you still need that every individual Jew should do the Maisa mitzvah of Tia. So for that, you have to rely on Shemaya Kaina. It's considered as if the person who heard the Tia also did the Tia himself, that he did the Kolat Tia. If he did the Maisa Tia. Therefore you require Kavanas HaMashmiyah, you require that the Baal Tekeh should have a mind to be made to all the people, so that his Maisa Tekeh should relate to that. Otherwise he didn't do the Maisa Mitzvah of the Tekeh HaShem. Pasuk says in Mitzvah, when the Jewish people will do tshuva, v'shachar Hashem l'atecha, then v'shachar Hashem l'atecha shavuzcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring back the Jews to Eretz Yisrael, and the Yerishta, the Tivcha, the Hivcha, the Yavisech, they come to Eretz Yisrael, and it will be wonderful. So the Gemara learns that again from this Pasuk. The Gemara in Yivam is that Pei quotes from the Seder Olam, and the Gemara says, Man Tana Seder Olam, who's the one who wrote the Seder Olam? It's a history book. Yosi, Yosi Mechalak is the author of this history book, and you learn how halachas. If Tana writes a book on history, Tana writes there, the Tivcha, how does it say, the Yav Hashem Lekecha Horas HaShay Yoshua Avisecha, the Yerishto, the land which your forefathers got in the days of Yishuv Benun, you will get back a second time. But we got it back a third time already, 1948. So how come the Pasuk didn't speak about that? So I say, you don't recognize the Medina. But there's going to be Bias HaMashiach. Mashiach Ken is going to come every minute. So how come it only says HaShay Yoshua Avisecha, the Yerishto? That's all. Sounds like Yerusha Rishon Yishniya Yeshlan, Shmishya Selah. That's Rabbi Yosi's locker from this pasuk. Rabbi Yosi in the state of Adam Darshan is the kedusha shniyah kitchelasi lover. They needed the kedusha shniyah bimei Ezra. Kedusha rishonah loy kitchelasi lover. The kedusha saw that was created by Yeshua Benun and Yeshua Shekivshu. Yeshua Shechilku was his batla at the time of Korban by his rishon, the Korban Haaretz. Are you there in the Nebuchadnezzar? But then it says Ashiyah Shabbosecha di rishta, you'll do a yerusha shniyah. And then it doesn't say anything about what's going to be. There's going to be a chud l'shem. There's going to be a yerusha shlishis. So the answer is yes, politically there'll be a Yerusha Shlishis. There'll be a Shiva Sion a third time, the Moshe HaMashiach, or there was 1948, whatever it is, but it's not mentioned in the Chumash, because that's not a full din Yerusha. They didn't have to do the Kaddish Lamein the third time. It's Kitcha, the Kedusha Shliya, was Kitcha La'asid La'avoy. That's how the Rambam passed. That's how most of the Rishon passed. The only one who says not so, Machloek is HaTanoim, what they did. The only Rishon that passed is not so is the Rabbeinu Baruch and Sefer Truma. He holds that even the Yerusha Shniyah, the Kedusha Shniyah was like Kitchel Asi Lava, and Eretz Yisrael lost the Kedusha in the year 70 at the time recorded by Sheni, the whole Kedusha Shniyah was bottom. But all the other Rishonim, I'll be passed, is passing like Rabbi Yosi, based on this Pasuk. Ashi Yosha Arisdecha V'Yerishta. You see from this Pasuk two things, Kedusha Rishonim like Kitchel Asi Lava, and Kedusha Shniyah was Kitchel Asi Lava. The Gemara in the first paragraph of Yitin discusses whether Surya, the Gemara is discussing his Manat Hanoi Mamarai, whether Surya has a Kedusha Sarat de Raisa, Kedusha Sarat de Rabbanan. So the more discusses that this depends on when David HaMelech was Kovesh Aram Tzova, Baram Narai Aram Tzova, whether, and that was a Kibush Yachid, whatever that means, there was no Kibush Yachid, there was only Kibush Yachid. Shaila, Rashi tells in the Ram what that means, what the Chisaran was, but there was some kind of a Chisaran involved there. So the more has a dispute whether Kibush Yachid, Shnei Kibush Tindau, Suri with Kedusha Sarat de Raisa. On the Kibush Yochid is Lashme Kibush, and Suri only has a make-believe Kedusha Midirabon. So the Gemara discusses during the period of the Baal Sheni, and later, the Tanoim and the Amoraim are discussing the status of Surya based on an ancient historical issue, what was the din in the days of David HaMelech. So they quote the Shem Abchayim in the Kedusha Mithi Ashnua, Al-Hashaz, they quote, he didn't understand, what are they talking about? Whatever the din was in the days of David HaMelech is ancient history, God has forgotten. Because Kedusha Rishayna Loi Kitcha Lasi Lava, even Eretz Yisrael Gufa was Loi Kitcha Lasi Lava. So forget about what the din was in the days of David HaMelech. Now we're holding by Kedusha Shniyah Kitcha Lasi Lava. So discuss now, did Surya ever have a Kibush Sheni or not? The Gemara says that not all of the areas that the Olam Mitzrayim conquered were also inhabited, were also lived in by the Olam Bavel. Abi Krafim Kav Sheolim Mitzrayim Lo Kav Sheolim Bavel. So whatever the Olam Bavel didn't move into, so those areas were like Kitcha, they didn't have the Kedusha Rishayna, they were never endowed with the Kedusha Shniyah. That's what they quote B'Shem Abchaim, Ashtarki Kasha. What is the difference? Whether the Kibush Yavish may Kibush or not, but in the days of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, till the end of the Korban Bayis Rishon, whether Surya had Kibush and Menachem and the Rabbanon, what's the difference? We're talking B'Zman HaTanoim HaMarayim, in post-Talmudic times, we're talking about the period after the Korban Bayis Rishon. So whatever it was in the days of David HaMelech is ancient history, gone and forgotten. We're talking now. So it's a historical shaila. Did they ever re-inhabit Surya or not? If they moved into Surya, they had a Kibush Shniyah. So they had a Kibush. If they never moved in, it doesn't have a Kibush Shniyah. So what are the Gemara talking about?
When you say Kitcha
Las
Lavo,
that's only
from the second
Kibbutz Ramon,
the second
first? Gemara says the Kedusha Rishayna was like Kitcha Las Lavo. Right. That's how we pass from Rabbi Yosi. You learn out from this passage of the two things. Shasha Vestecha Be Yerishta, Yerusha Rishayna Shniyah Yeshua means that Kedusha Rishayna was like Kitcha Las Lavo. Kedusha Shniyah is Kitcha Las Lavo. That's how Rabbi Rishayna passed. So what is it discussed by Suri? So they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim, that he said based on the last part of the pasuk that he tivcha v'hibcha me'avaisecha, that the Rav Chaim and the Sefer had this something. In the Sefer Al-Rami quotes this, that the Yerushalmi has a comment on this pasuk, that he tivcha v'hibcha me'avaisecha, Aber es dachten, neue Schreiber, mit Schumis und Meisters hat Lacha, Jud Dalut Schonen. Denn in Deidre Ischur den Nun, the Kedusha Sarat was only completed after Shevish HaKibshe and Shevish HaChilku. But they did hold the Hebuch on the Amasechem, and you'll come back there, it's on the days of Ezra, you won't have to have Shevish HaKibshe, you won't have to have Shevish HaChilku, there was nothing. They became the Schreiber, with Schumis and Meisters taken in the Yad. In other words, the Kedusha Rishayna and the Kedusha Shniya had a different mechanic, the Rambam writes like that. Abchaim is the Mocha for that Rambam, and Hilchus Beis Achir, Terek Vav, is this Yerushalmi. Rambam writes, for what good reason is the Kedusha Rishayna Batla and the Kedusha Shniya is led Batla? Why should it make a difference? So he says, the Kedusha Rishayna was like the Kibush. So at the time of the Kurban Bais Rishon, when the Jewish conquest of Eretz Yisrael was undone, because it was taken over by the Babylonian soldiers, so the Mekadosh disappeared and vanished into thin air. So the Kedusha Sarek disappeared. But the Kibush of the Bnei Yisrael was undone. But the Kedusha Shniya in the days of Ezra was never under Kibush from the first place. And from day number one, there was no Kibush. The Jews were under the rule of the non-Jewish governments the whole period until the Hashmonai. They didn't have any autonomous government in Eretz Yisrael. So there never was a Kibush. So how could they be chayv in Shumas Maisik is Mam Bai Sheni Mechal? There was no Kibush. So what was the Mekadosh? So the Rishon, so the Rambam says it was Chazoteh. I get Chazoteh, they moved in. What do you mean Chazoteh? Where is the Mekadosh of Chazoteh? So that's what Chaim quotes the Rishon says that he did chodeh here b'chom Yavis Secher. When you come back to Eretz Yisrael for the second time, you'll have it much easier than the first time. The first time when it's Chav HaSechem, when it's Chav HaSechem, when it's Chav HaSechem, when it's Chav HaSechem, when Hashem came the second time, they won't have to have any kibush at all. Just you move in, and Eretz Yisrael will be endowed with kibush. So Rav Chaim says, what does that mean? So what the Yishami said was the following. Any stretch of land in Eretz Yisrael that had at one time in the history of the world, the kibush of Yishayinai, they kibush, and the kibush disappeared because the kibush was undone. So when Elav HaChazokeh, when the Jewish people will move back again after Golas Babel, then the Hittichot here b'chamei Avasecho, it will be given a Kedusha Shniya that will be Kitchel Asi Lovash. Because the Kedusha Shniya was not based on Kibush, it was based on Chazokeh. So it was a different Mekadosh, and that Mekadosh can't be undone. So what about Surya? What's the story of Surya? If Kibush Yochid Shnei Kibush, if the Kibush that Golas Babel endowed Surya with Kedusha the Alaysa the first time around, and then the Jews were sent away, only the government was taken away from the Jews, Ice Kibush, and then they moved back into Syria, Bizman Bayashani. So then there will be a Kedusha Derais in Syria. But if Kedusha Rishayna, if the Kedusha Rishayna that David made was only the Rabbanon, because Kibush Yachin Lashme Kibush, so there never was a Kedusha Rishayna. So then you can't have a Kedusha Shniya, Ide Chazoteh, unless that area once had a Kedusha Rishayna, Ide Kibush. So then in the days of Bayashani, there never was any Kibush, they never had any Kibush on anything. To the days of the Chashmonoim, that was at this later. And apparently in the days of the Hashmonai, they didn't conquer anything in Syria, apparently. So the issue, the status of Syria during the period of Baisheni will be dependent on the status of Syria, but Man Bais Rishon. If David HaMelech accomplished the Kedusha Derais Aydei Kibush, then they can accomplish the Kedusha Shniya Derais Aydei Chazaka the second time around. If David HaMelech never accomplished any Kedusha Rishon or Aydei Kibush, because Kibush Yachal Lashmei Kibush, then the whole din of Chazaka doesn't apply. So you have to have a Kibush, so you have to have a Kedusha Rishon today. There are sections of Eretz Yisrael that they were never Mekadosh. Even the days of Shlomo HaMelech, they were never Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael that's described in the Chumash. All the way from the north, all the way to the south and everything. They were never Mekadosh all of that land that the rule of Torah that is described in the end of Chumash Bamid. So those territories that were never Mekadosh, you can't just have a Kedusha Shniya now, we'll just move in, we'll make a Chazokeh. Chazokeh is only Mekadosh. If it follows, the Hikincha Behir B'chomei Al-Vistecho. If the Chazokeh follows, if it's the Kedusha Shniya, to reawaken the Kedusha Rishonah that was once there in our territory, if there was once a Kibush on this territory, but if there never was once a Kibush, then you can't make a Kedusha Shniya Adei Chazokeh. Then this is the holding back Kedusha Rishonah. So then Kedusha Rishonah has to be a Kibush, and there was no Kibush but Chil, the Man Bai Shein.
But if you walk in and no enemies around, you just walk in, you can't make a Kedusha to take over.
No, that's Kibush. The Kibush doesn't have to be by shedding blood. If you buy the land, if the JNF buys it, it's also a peaceful Kibush is wonderful. But Bizman Bai, no, Chazal just means that they moved in and they lived there. But they didn't conquer anything. They weren't the Balabatim over the land. They were ruled by the Melech Paras and the Melech Yovan and so on. They were outside rulers. So there never was any Kibush in a Jewish sense.
It
never belonged to the Jewish people.
Just means they take over that land.
Yeah. Kibush means that the Jewish nation are the Balabatim over the land. Chazal just means you moved in and you lived there. So that's what they quote B'Shem Abchani. You only have a Kedusha Shniya, Aydei Chazokeh, if this stretch of land, one type of Kedusha Rishayna, Aydei Kibush. So the question of Surya, Bizman Bai Sheini, truly depends on the question of Surya, Bizman Bai Rishon. So it's not ancient history, it's no Gael Leginya.
So you say what you say, that Chazokeh is like an attack in
order. Chazaka means that the Jews moved in, even if they don't own it, even if it's owned by the goyim. If they move in, that's for chazaka.
You say kibush by buying too?
Kibush can be, yeah. Kibush can be a peaceful kibush also. But it has to be in the control of the Jewish people. In the beginning of Bai Sheni, the land of Eretz Yisrael is not in the control of the Jewish people. It's controlled by the goyim alone. Apipashtus, according to this Rav Chaim, but the Beis Halevi quotes in the name of Rav Chaim in a different context, is that this in contradiction to this. It's very shver. The Rambam writes in the end of Perek Aleph in Hilchos Trumas that Hadrashas Trumas and Maizvus did man azeh is only the Rabbanon. I feel it is not by Shem, I feel it is not Ezra. Trumas and Maizvus is only the Rabbanon. Why? But there was a Kedusha Sorot Deraisa. The Rambam says, yeah, it was a Kedusha Sorot Deraisa for lack of Shikha, Peya, for other things it was a Kedusha Deraisa, but the Trumas and Maizvus was only the Rabbanon. Meizetam. It quotes a Pasuk. It's very unclear. What Pasuk? When Pasuk? There is no such Pasuk. Those pasuk that's non-existent, so that in Shuvah's Magia, she'd say, a different pasuk. It's a big riddle, what's going on there? So the Beis Halevi quotes B'Shem Abchaim the whole Taish. And he says, it's beautiful. Quotes his son, B'ni, going on, Chaim Rosh Hashim and Valojim. Rosh Hashim and Valojim Hashim. Quotes a few times and things in the name of Abchaim. Lebedik Freyr, beautiful shot, but Kilek Lom doesn't fit into the Rambam. Abchaim has a beautiful shtickle Torah, but he doesn't explain the Rambam quotes a pasuk. Abchaim doesn't address the pasuk. So that's number one, the problem. Number two, Rav Chaim gives a the way the Beis Halevi quotes, he gives such a beautiful pshat, but it doesn't seem to be problematic. It goes in the name of Rav Chaim, but even with Mambai's Rishon, when do they become obligated to be Mafish Trumas and Maizvus? Not right away when they came in. Only after Sheva Shekiv, Sheva Sheva Shechilko. So he said, with Mambai Shonet, there never was a Chalukah Sor. Since there never was a Chalukah, so therefore there was never any Chiyuv Trumas and Maizvus. It's the Chatala. How can he say that? Rav Chaim himself wrote the Yerushalmi, that you only need Sheva Shekiv, Sheva Shechilko by the Kedusha Rishayna. They tip Chubi Hirvachom Yavisecha. The second time around, you can be Kaddish Eretz Yisrael. I de Chazoka, you don't need Kibush Vechilu. So if you don't need Chilu, so you chayv in Shumas Amai, it's right away. When they moved in, the chayv, what do you mean? There's no Shumas Amai? Because there was no Chalukas Oresh. Chalukas Oresh is only needed when you need a Kibush to be Mekadish. But the second time around, you don't need a Kibush. That's exactly the Rambam Yerushalmi, that the Mekadish is the Chazoka when you just moved in. So what is Yichatis Tanit? The Torah says, Gevaldi Gevart, that there never was, you look in the Navi, there never was a Chalukah. A Chalukah will be Rasid Lover. It says in the end of Sefer Yecheskel, before Yecheskel says, Moshe HaMashiach, there will be a Chalukah in 13 sections. The first Chalukah was in 12 sections. Rasid Lover, there will be a Chalukah throughout in 13 sections. The government will take 1/13 of the land. The government did not take. And then the Shvatim will take the other 12 sections, and it's going to be a whole new Chalukah. And then a Chalukah was never in his time of his Mambai Shem. Never, it was never a Chalukah for others, so that's why there's no Shumas Maizis the rest. The Rambam says a pasuk, he doesn't get the cause of chalukis. And secondly, you don't need chalukis. That's exactly the whole dubra of the Yerushalmi that he quotes. But there is no need for kibush, chazaka was enough. At the end of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks in Shishi, Kiya mitzvah azav shashanech mitzvah kayam, lo niflaisim mitzvah, lo yirachoki. The mitzvah is not so far, it's not so difficult. Lo yirachoki, and so on. This mitzvah is a very easy mitzvah. What mitzvah is he talking about? Kiha mitzvah azay shashanech mitzvah. The Prophet is talking about all the tayyad mitzvahs in the Torah. A mitzvah azay is singular, means the whole package deal of mitzvahs. The Rashi and the Ramban have two additional interpretations. Rashi has the traditional interpretation based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, right by Shemayim, he goes on learning Torah. The Gemara says, the second Torah from Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, they forgot 5,000 alochas, I think, the shtakku, I think, 5,000 alochas. So they said to Yishu Benun, you better ask the Rebbe Shalom, get the Nebuah. And he said, what about Shemayim? You're not allowed to ask the Rebbe Shalom for Nebuah to pay. You ask the Maimon HaSinai, from then on you have to figure out the Torah by yourself. Whatever was forgotten, it's forgotten. You can't conjure up Torah by asking from Nebuah, by asking from the Tumah, you can't do that. So you see, the Gemara understands, Ki HaMitzvah does refers to the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's what Rashi has on the Fichol, the Vatcho, Korba Lachadavim, the Fichol, the Vatcho, also, so Rashi is in the first, the Torah Shabbat and Torah Shema Peh, and the Torah Shema and the Rashi try to figure out what part of the pasuk is Torah Shema Sab and what part of the pasuk is Torah Shema Peh. It's all shalit. Which section? But that's what the... And the Gemara also says, when the Eval Ayamhi, a guy who travels across the ocean for business purposes, will never be masculine in learning. If you want to learn, so you sit and you learn. You can't just read little Mishnayis and do Daf Yomi and take care of all your businesses and seek to be a great Kamachal. Succeed in being a big businessman, not a big Kamachal. And that's why Bashamayim, he's not by arrogant people who hold a lot from themselves. Gemara is interpreting that the whole parasha is referring to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Then the Ramban HaFumash has an additional interpretation. See, HaMitzvah Zos is referring to the mitzvah of Tshuva. Because in the previous Ksukim it says, V'shavta al Hashem al HaKecho.
will do tshuva. V'yachal toshuv v'shemati b'kol Hashem. Yassis is kol mitzvayis v'shanech v'tzav payom. He will do tshuva. V'sishma b'kol Hashem v'tzav. Do tshuva, then it says, amitzvah lel mitzvah, doing tshuva is not so difficult. Don't think it's so hard to do tshuva. Kol v'alecha b'al miya. V'sichah v'vachal atzoto. What do you mean v'sichah? You have to be mistalo. Tshuva requires that you should have tshuva v'idu v'vachah. You have to have tshuva v'leit. Shelly, according to the Ramban, how do you translate the words of the Pasuk? What does that mean? What does that mean? So it's both in the name of Rav Chaim Balozhiner that he gave at Russia once, and he interpreted according to the Ramban that perhaps the Pasuk means the following. When a person does Aveiros, he has a whole lot of difference in the Nefesh HaChaim about this. Based on a Pasuk in Novi, he doesn't know the Pasuk. How did that person begin? And he says that when a person does an Aveire, he's mekalkel in the Olamus HaOlyonim. He ruins all kinds of things. And when a person does an Aveire, his Aveire has ramifications all over the world. It could be that that all the wars in South Africa because they're not going well. That could be one of them. All the wars in the world between any two Galatian nations because the Jews are about to perish. Not only wars between the Jews and the Andrews. All wars in the world are due to our big imperium. So we do any Aveira, big Aveira, little Aveira, we affect the whole world. And Stamig Mar says when a person is about to decide what he wants to do a mitzvah and Aveira, he should always keep in mind, visualize it as if the world is Nachtam after 50-50, 50% Aveira, 50% mitzvah. And this act that he's going to decide to do or not to do will tip the scale and determine whether the whole world will be Rubai Chayiv or Rubai Zakai. So a person should realize the significance, the Ramon Kosh section is one, he's a sugar. She realizes the significance of any good last that he does. A person should do a little Aveira here in New York and have effect in Europe and Asia and Africa and Australia and so on. So Rav Chaim Balozhiner said in Russia, the mitzvah that I ask you to do, the mitzvah of tshuva, learn a place, learn a place, not to do it, but learn b'shamayim here, I don't ask that you should have to go up to heaven to be misak in the heavens on you, that you are metalkal, because of you are averis, that you should say, how can I go be misak in the heavens on you? But learn neva layami, even though when you did averis, you are metalkal things all over the world, I don't demand of you that you should go travel to Africa and Asia and Australia and go do mitzvahs at the end and carry everybody. I don't demand that. You just do tshuva here, you'll be misakin to others, and you'll be misakin, Eva Layam also. Even though you were metalkal, even though you shot arrows and you dropped bombs all over the world when you did your Aveiros and you were metalkal all over, but I don't require of you to go clean up the mess and fix up all the damage that you did. Just do tshuva and it'll be easy. These are the three levels of the meditation. In the Pasuk, yeah, mitzvah does refer to mitzvahs in general. Rashi quotes from the Gemara's Rosh, it refers to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the Ramban says the mitzvah does refer to the mitzvah of tshuva. It's not necessarily a contradiction. It could be that all the three levels of interpretation are correct. One is the traditional mitzvah, and then you have more than one level of Rosh Hashanah. Rashi quotes on the pasuk. Ishav Hashem Hakecha Shavuska. Ishav means that Kadosh Baruch will also return to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say the Heishiv Shavuska, but it's saying along the Mitan that Vayochos Hashkina Shruim Yisrael the Tzoras Galusim. That there's such a concept of Galus Hashkina. When Kadosh Baruch sends us into Galus, he goes along with us. But some are quite right that this is based on the principle, the legal principle that the Gemara has in Makkos and Elohein Agolim, the Talmud Shagola Maglin LeRabo Imo. And it says that the Pasuk says when you send a person into Galus, it's a Chal Shama. It's not that you're sending them to the penitentiary. After all, you only kill the guy to show you, you didn't kill the neighbor. So he doesn't have to suffer there. The Chai Shama has to be comfortable. You have to have shops, and you have to have entertainment, and you have to have shiurim. And if he only enjoys his Rebbe shiurim, he traveled so far in order to learn at Yeshiva University. Why didn't he learn in his own city? He only loved this Rebbe. So then, you have to give him that entertainment and that shiur in the Ari Miklot. And when he goes to the Ari Miklot, it says, the Chai Shama, the Nasalos, the Chai Shama, the Chai Shama, Magna, the Rabbi Imo, that he should have a chiyus. So when the Rebbe Shama sent us into Golus, he also didn't mean utter suffering, the Yodam for it. Golus, so you have to have a Chayshon, you have to make it comfortable. So the Rebbe Shama gave a bracha to the Jews. Whenever they go, they're always rich. The Jews go to Golus. There were times that there was bitter suffering. 50 years ago, there was a lot of bitter suffering, 40 years ago. But most of the there were always periods where there was bitter suffering. But most of the periods, the Rebbe Shama was very kind to us. The Jews were always welcoming, they were always high in society. They were always running the governments in all the countries, for good or for bad. They were always in a very high position. That's an approach to Sam Bereshit, that my son is Simon Rabbonim. So when Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, he became the Mishnah Melech. He ran the whole country. So that's my son is Simon Rabbonim, that when the Jewish people were going to Golos, they won't suffer. They won't be in a dungeon. They'll begin, like Yosef began to be in a dungeon, and then they'll work their way up in the society, and they'll be the political leaders of all the countries, and they'll be wealthy and successful and so on. So the so that's part of the din of galus. Rachan Sham, when the Rabban Sham sentenced him to galus, it's like galus for a harig b'shege. So the din is not going to Rabbi, you have to send the Rebbe into galus also. So that's why the Shin also went into galus, to keep us company, that it shouldn't be so miserable. The question is, how long does the Shin stay in the galus? Let's say the Rebbe, how long does the Rebbe have to stay in the galus? Until the Tangara dies. If the Tangara dies, so the Rebbe can leave. So the Rebbe has to, just because the Rebbe likes it there already. He likes the Rebbe. So if he wants, he can stay longer. He doesn't have to leave after the Tangara dies. But the Rebbe doesn't have to stay. Not another Rabbi, he's up until the time that the Tangara dies. If the Tangara dies, since the Rebbe doesn't have to stay, most of the Rebbe can leave. That's the question. How long does the Shin stay in galus? The Shin stay in galus? Or does the Shin already go back to Eretz Yisrael? We're here without the Shin. Serious question. Okay, I wish everybody a Sira Rafina Bela. How many people are going to be here, Rosh Hashanah? Not even half? Okay. So I'm sure I'm going to be here. Okay. Okay, Sira, I'm telling you that.
Which happen to fall out on each other. So Shabbos and Yom Kippur, which are very closely related, the one may say one could make a fortune and stay there, but the one may be the custom of the country.
Could they? There are Svaras Lachalik, right?
Some could. Some argue that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is part of the blending together. You say because they're one is a higher Kedusha, one is a lower, they don't play. Others argue that Kedusha and Rosh Chodesh is only relevant in Mikdash. Outside of Beis Hamikdash B'chlal, the whole Kedushas for Shchedes is irrelevant. There is no Kedushas for Shchedes. So what tracks to say that Rosh Chodesh blends in with Shabbos? If it doesn't exist, what's one English? The Kedushas for Shchedes is only a Mikdash. It's also a Svar. You can say that Rosh Hashanah is only in Rosh Chodesh. Different. Rosh Hashanah is only in Rosh Chodesh. That's different because Rosh Hashanah always falls out of Rosh Chodesh. You can say that's a different thing. And then they do blend in together. You can say Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, do blend in together. What's an afkamina? The Rav used to say, Rav used to say that there was a havamina, the Chesis and Beis that quoted one version that the Rabbeinu Meshulam was thought to have said that you only bring a Soya Rosh Chodesh 11 months a year. That you don't bring a Soya Rosh Chodesh. A Rosh Chodesh bring 11 Musafis. 10 of them are Oilers, and the 11th one is the Soya Rosh Chodesh. So the Rabbeinu Meshulam said, Ezel Chag, Shachodesh Niskasabo, Habiyoyme, Zev Rosh Hashanah, that it refers to Rosh Hashanah because you don't bring the Soyer Lashon. Rabbeinu Tam said that it's crazy. It's against the Nothan and Tosef. It says in the Tosef he brings 12 Seirim, Seirim Rosh Chodesh Meru Meir, and if it's Shalom and Berit, he brings 13. You see the Seirish that you bring Soyer Rosh Chodesh even on Rosh Chodesh, even on Rosh Chodesh Tisha. Rabbeinu Meshulam backed down, so he said he never said it, he never meant it, he meant a different thing, but it doesn't say it's the Seirish in the Chumash. It doesn't say Melvad, it says Melvad Olas HaKadosh HaMukhasa, Olas HaTamim HaMukhasa. It doesn't say Melvad Chatzot HaKadosh. It doesn't say it. But the din is that you bring it anyway. But the original version, the original quotation of Rabbeinu Meshulam was that you don't bring it. And some Achareinim understand that Rabbeinu Meshulam really meant it. Either Tosefta, or he holds it more against the Tosefta. That's how Yosef Engel says. Rabbeinu Meshulam held it, and he meant it, and he said it.
And he
held it, and
he held it,
and
he
held it.
Because
it's close, Rabbeinu Meshulam is saying that he never said it, not that he even backed up. He never said it, he never meant it, Rabbeinu Tam is understood. So others say it's not true. Because Rabbeinu Tam gets angry, so you better say that he never said it, so he'll put in Cherem. But Rabbeinu Tam, if he said it, then he meant it, and he held the Gemara against it, but he didn't want to fight with Rabbeinu Tam, so he said, I never said it. He said a lot of things, Rabbeinu Meshulam. He just put this week. He said there, he didn't say Laloka. He said it a pupil. Then Tom got angry. He's going to put him in the chair. But through right from there, he'll put him in the chair if he's
pushed. You argued with him?
Yes. Okay. That's intellectual honesty. So I didn't tell him that he was right. I didn't tell him that his opinion was correct. And he's going to put anybody in the chair. He says against it because he knows that they're wrong. That's it. Meet the short period.
How do you have
much work?
Everybody's
going to
argue with
them.
You
tend to look too polyglot. That's right, you're not like, oh, forget it, what should I do with it? Okay. What's the matter? You can't tell me how to do it. You can't tell
me how to do
So I'll tell that you can say that Rabbeinu Meshulam who says that on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei there's no Soyer Lashem
obviously thinks that the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh with Rosh Hashanah blend in together, because it's a regular Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, how can it not be Mechayiv in the Torah of Hashem? So it must be that because Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh blend in together, so it's a new Kedushas Hayom. So this Kedushas Rosh Chodesh is not Mechayiv in the Torah of Hashem. Yeah, but that's different, because you can say that Rosh Hashanah always falls out on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So you can say that blends in. But if any other Yom Tov would fall out, happen to fall out, they don't. If any, let's say Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, then you can say that that would not necessarily blend in together. It's a different story for him. The Avnei Nezer is quoted as having said, Ashkita Torah, that the Gemara says in the end of Tainus that the reciting of Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minute. So the Gemara in Erech and Zafir says, why is it only a minute? Why isn't it Nikur Adil like on Yom Tov? It's Mishul Medina. So we say how even Medina the right, Medina the Rabbana, whatever it is. It's Mishul Medina to say how often. Machloid is the Rambam the Bahad, whether how long Yom Tov is the right of the Rabbana. So the Gemara explains in Erech and Zafir because Rosh Chodesh is Mutah, Zafir is Malacha, that's why there's no obligation to say how many. So the Gemara says, well, it depends on who's a Malacha, so then on Shabbos you should have to say Dan Pahal Lerush, huh? The Gemara says, no, Shabbos is not called a Malacha. So Rosh Chodesh is called a Moi, but it's not about Tish Malach. So the Amenezer is quoted as asking the Kasha, whenever Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, you should be obligated to recite Halo Shalom and Yikir Adin. Because it's called a Moi, then it's also about Tish Malach. So Yikir Adin, you should have Yikir, Medina, the Reis, Medina, the Rabban, whatever how long Rosh Chodesh, whatever how long Yom Tov is, according to the Bahad, the Reis, according to the Rabban, the Rabban, you should be Mechir Medina to recite Gan Talil on Rosh Chodesh upon the Shabbos. And we don't, you only say Chatsi Hal, and you assume that it's the same old thing, but it is on every Rosh Chodesh. So that when they answer, because when Rosh Chodesh is talking to Shabbos, they don't blend in to constitute one with Mishas Hayoyim. Rosh Chodesh is Lechud and Shabbos is Lechud, and neither has a path to be Mechayim in Halal Shalom. That's the Kasha. If you hold not so, what are you going to do with that in the Nezir Kasha? But the Gemara Brach is that from Testament Aleph has a din in Eitha Mitzvah Chavir of Chavir. The Gemara has one of the applications of that din is Ein Chaitzim Mishtayim. You're not allowed to say Hatim with a brother with two things. Okay, good. The Gemara says that an application of that din, they know it's a different Chalilus, but ain't close to Mishtan. But when you wake up in the morning, you want to say all the 15 Birchas HaShach, and you can't say, Bo Hat Hashem Okay, Ma'al Pahil, Lama Nezim, Kavim, Hakim, Yom, Dolar, Lama Shalos, Ami Goy, Lama Shalos, Ami Goy, Lama Shalos, Ami Yishim, Shalos, Ami Yishim, Shalos, Ami Goy, Lama Shalos, Ami Yishim, Shalos, Ami Goy, Lama Shalos, Ami Goy, every theme. You don't include more than one theme in a Chassidus HaBracha, because that's a violation. That's called Eich Chais Mishnah. You don't have two Chassidus on one Shem HaMalchus. That's a violation of the principle of Chavidus Chavidus. So Gemara asks, but we do it all the time. When Rosh Chodesh Chavidus the Shabbos says, the Kaddish HaShabbos Yisrael V'Hazmanah. You're connecting two different things. The Shammai Tafsir says you have to have a separate Chassidus for Shabbos and a separate Chassidus for Rosh Chodesh. And we pass on the Tzil that you blend them in together. Isn't that a violation of Eich Chais Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Shani Hossam, that's the exception to the rule because Zachas is the rule. Why is it Zachas? So the Mishnah have two interpretations here. Some say that, some sound like they say that the two Kedushas Hayom is blending together to constitute one Kedushas Hayom. That's what the words of the Mishnah sound like. Another Mishnah say, no, that's not what it means. Achas means that they're similar to each other. The only time it's a violation of Eich Chais Mishnah is if they're unrelated, dissimilar things. Shlosh Ani Goy, Shlosh Ani Yavish, Shlosh Ani Isha, Rani Goy. So that's the Gemara asked. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara explains how that blends into the one state. Kaddish is called the Mekadosh of Kaddosh. Here you have brought that the result of Mekadosh to give us the ability to Mekadosh HaShabbos. So Mekadosh HaShabbos is Mamish Lefuz. So now the Gemara says, no, it's Achas. It's not Hashem say Achas. It's Mamish 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 Mishasayim. It blends them together. And I'll just say Achas that they're related. It's not a violation of Echaz Mishnah because they're related. That's the Shaila, if you hold that the Achaz in the sense that it's one Mishas Hayam. So what do you mean if you're going to raise this Kasha? Why don't you say Gan Pahal Dushan? A Kasha. Today we're due to the Kandik Rabba. Today Rabba Gadi Kari. What did he do? In his home, his wife used to peel the potatoes, right? Whatever she would do. She would prepare on Yom Kippur from the Kulim. Then once on Yom Kippur, he saw that his wife was preparing the food early. McCarthy means Memaharu. They're Memaharu to do it before me, because the head was only Memaharu. So he told his wife that it's awesome. He knows his wife is not going to listen to him. Rabbi's wife is not going to listen to him. Her mother used to peel potatoes, her mother used to whatever, her mother used to crack the nuts. But they knew that the psak came from Rabbi Yechon and Meretz Yosef. If you told the lie, it was like saying, Rabbi Yechon just sent the letter that it's on. Omalahu, he said to his wife, Otikartili Marov, Mishmedu Rabbi Yechon, they just delivered a letter from Rabbi Yechon and Meretz Yosef that he backed up, Rabbi Yechon said to the psak. Why did he tell a lie? Rashi says, Kehechad de Lekabla. Kehechad de Lekabla Minet. You speak in different Gemara that you're allowed to do it. That's the problem. How are you allowed to do that? My Chayes is the conscience. The Trey has on the pasuk that Stasu Gavul Reacho that the Nisa to say over it in the shame of Kano who never said it. So how are you allowed to say a lie and say Rabbi Yechonah did it? So he knows his wife is not going to listen to him. So he's doing it the shame Shemayim. We understand in order that she should stop. She's doing it in the local. Because the answer to do through that the Arab is only on the Kama Milo. Credit him until Zaka. She was doing it before.
But even though the Kama Milo.
Why should only be a time? It's just a shrei, it was written by the time of it. So you can't quote the Rabbi Yechonah
Avuna. You mean, you know the time didn't say it, but he wouldn't say it.
Yeah, that's all the Gemara is like that. He said the name of Pliny because he knows that Pliny would have said it. So if you do, he that is the God of
God.
Good. Okay. Hajj al-Allah al good. Okay, so what are we doing? Tomorrow finish. We may not have, okay. God bless you. God bless you. Next week, you guys do Tazara. Yeah. I don't think so. I have to get to the RPC. Next Wednesday, the Wednesday after. Then I have to get to the Balabas. I'm not. All those shoes for the bottom of the bottom.